Great God, great God, yet again you have done great things. Hallelujah, you have done great God, great God, yet again you have done great things. Hallelujah, you have done mighty God, mighty God, yet again you have done great things. Hallelujah.
Who said me?
God, great God, yet again you change narratives. Hallelujah. Oh, is that it? You change now, mighty God, yet again you change narratives. Hallelujah. You change. Narrative of barrenness into fruitfulness. The narrative of being set down to be lifted.
Of being mocked and then
drawn out
and
then lost.
Great God, you have changed the narrative.
He changed narrative.
Hallelujah.
Narrative of being a nobody into somebody.
Into God's presence.
God's own. The narrative of being an outsider. Into, not even an insider, but having a share. I mean, an inheritance. The narrative of being judged, freed, discharged, and acquitted. Hallelujah. You have done. So let me tell you something. Even when you don't understand what God is doing, you don't understand the seasons you are in, if you can just take a bold step to declare that everything is working out for your good, and that is you declaring a testimony ahead. The testimony talks about the greatness of God. And just imagining that things are not really going well, probably the way you plan, because everything works together for our good. But then you wake up and you just say, great God, great God, yet again you have done great things. Hallelujah. You know, I mean,
so far
he's
great.
I am the Hallelujah. You have done. if they have called you back, walk into your room and say, great God, you have done great things. Hallelujah. You have. Even if they have called you failure, walk into your room and say, great God, you have done great things. Hallelujah. You have done great things. They called you with no life. Walk into that room. Say, you have done great things. Hallelujah.
Understand the
joy.
Yes, the great one wants to see.
Hey, one with God is majority, remember.
The moment the great one wants to see,
and
the place becomes a great place.
Monday.
The journey becomes a great journey. Hey. So the little you they are expecting, they are wrong.
I am so silly. I am so silly. Last word, even when you don't have a sign. Your evidence is in your hallelujah.
I don't see it.
Whether you see it or not,
he has done great. So
believe the word.
Hallelujah. He has done.
He said,
when
I will go before
like
you.
It, when it doesn't look like it, oh, not so far. He has done great things. God speaks. And he's the only one that's got the blood that speaketh better things. There is no other blood that speaks better things than the blood of Jesus. Every other, the blood of Abel, when the blood of Abel touched the ground, it cried for vengeance. But when the blood of Christ touched the ground, it cried for redemption. Greatness personified. Great God, yet again, you have done great things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, you have done.
Almighty God, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, you are worthy to be praised. Almighty God, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, you are worthy. you remember those times where when there is no song to sing?
When there's no one to call.
You know the times, I'm talking about the times we were blind to his presence being around us. And for me, what hits me is about how patient God has been with us. You know, the many times that we run after options and forgetting that the solution is just around us. And so singing this song just sort of fixes my heart, not my eyes, because there is a kind of eye that is greater than this one, and it is the eyes of the heart. And so it sort of like just fixes my eyes on my heart, the eyes of my heart on that picture, you know, that God has been patient. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy.